With a clap offering, we welcome Pastor Kwoko Boateng Dwentu.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you for being here today. Erade nshira se ene oha na erade ene obekasa. Hallelujah. Amen. I retake our first Bible reading again. So let's go to Psalm 103 and I read the 16, 15 and the 16. And it says, as for a man, his days are as a grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourish. For the wind pass over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Amen. Amen. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Avail myself unto you. Give me an utterance today. Let the word that we share comfort us. Let the word that we share today remind us that our days are numbered. So that we can live a life that is righteousness. So that your promise when we are going to heaven, that in your Father's house there are many mansions, and therefore you will go and come back for us. When you appear, so that we can have portion of that mansion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 We all know that for some days now, things that has happened in us, death, putting the hand in our midst, wo eden insa atuyemu. Wafa yinuanum ye maamenum ye papanum binum edu wonko ba menu ye wani da so se yesu bodi che na wo she ye no eden a obeba be fire ko. Hallelujah. Job chapter 14 verse 1, it says, man that is born of a woman is a few days. A man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower, and it is cut down. He flit also as a shadow, and continue not. 5. See, his days are determined. His days are determined. The number of his month are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bound, that he cannot pass. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm preaching on the theme, the days of a man. Inipana. Hallelujah. We're going to try to have a memorial, wonderful service for our wonderful man. Dr. Israel Maisu joined CAC Assembly October 2013. So it's really a year and about 4 months. Hallelujah. The senior brother is here, Reverend Mansu. He came first to visit the church. And he went home and told the brother, I have found a church, a wonderful church. So the brother came and visited us on, I think, 20th. I'm right, it's 20th October. And then he went home and the brother asked him, how did you feel when you went to church? And he said, I feel at home. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A wonderful man, as I have known him. Every Sunday after I preach, he will come and give me a hug. Hallelujah. And say, I love the service. God bless you.
God increase your anointing. Hallelujah. Every Sunday, sometimes go overboard and you the tree so much. And then after the service, I say, gee, Dr. Mansu was here. Did he understand everything that I said? But he'll still come back and give me a hug. Hallelujah. I say, I love the service. Amen. Amen. He was here February 8th. Preach, message, powerful. After the service, came back the same way here. Right here. I was sitting here having a one-on-one with somebody, but he had the time and went here, right here. As soon as I finished, he came and gave me a hug. Say, man of God, I love this service. God bless you. Hallelujah. Not knowing that was the last time I'm going to have a hug from him. Going to have the opportunity to speak to him. Hallelujah. February 18, I received a call. When I was coming to a Bible studies, by 6 o'clock I was ready, about to leave the house to come here because it's winter time. I always like to come here early and turn the heat on to warm up the place. And I received a call that from a lady who shared the apartment with Dr. Mansu, that everybody is trying to reach him. And I said, I have called him myself and left him a message. Well, he couldn't come to church on the 15th. But he hasn't responded. He said, the brother has been looking for him. I said, okay, I'm driving down to the house and look for Dr. Mansu. Unfortunately, I got there and he was gone. Hallelujah. But God said, in all things, we should thank him. I want to take this opportunity. I want so the Bible said our days are numbered and there's a boundary that we cannot pass. Hallelujah. And Bible said one day to God is 1,000 years and 1,000 years to him is one day. So you think you're sitting here and you look at yourself and you might think you are so young, but you don't know what God have in store for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, appointed unto man to die once, and after that judgment. And I always say that appointment from God has three means. Or three ways. When you make your appointment with your doctor, you have the power is in your hand to cancel. Call the doctor that I'm not coming, I'm canceling the appointment. Hallelujah. God appointment, you and I, we have no power to cancel that appointment. Because according to Job, he said there's a boundary that we cannot pass. Hallelujah. So we don't have authority to change God's appointment that he has for us. When you will go to the doctor's appointment, you choose either to walk, to take a bus, to take a train, to drive, or to take a bicycle. Hallelujah. You choose the means to go. God appointment, you don't choose the means to go. Hallelujah. Amen. And now what I tell you, say, kwa ya me peswa me bani. And rather than that, kwa ya me faswa do beko. Hallelujah. So we got to be mindful of ourselves. Mindful of the way we live. Mindful of the way we worship God. Hallelujah. Mindful of every minute. The lifestyle that we are living. Amen. And you have been a sister say, kwa ya me fast wa mi wuni. Ubo wa ni de ye pray. Ye wuni panimpo. Ani ya kwa ku siye no. Hallelujah. I know the church was so sad. People were so sad when they heard that we cannot even view Dr. Mansu. At least for one time. Amen. At least for the last time. But that is God's appointment. Hallelujah. And that's the means of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Last year, a wedding. Then I look at the picture, brother, and I ask Dr. Mansu, can you handle this woman? He say, I'm strong. Hallelujah. And I believe he's strong. He was a strong man. Because he was here on the 8th. Nothing showed that he was sick. But God's appointment was waiting for him. When I saw him, I believed he was going to take a shower. Because I went to the room. He has his undershirt, a boxer on the bed. It means he was going to take a shower. Hallelujah. But God said, your appointment time has come. Amen. Amen. So the way we go, we doesn't have control over it. The appointment day, we doesn't have control over it. And the place. Amen. If you want to go see a doctor, you choose the place that you want to go. You can go to Lincoln Hospital. You can go to Jacoby. You can go see your private doctor. Hallelujah. God appointment, we don't choose the place. And you now just say, if you say me who America, and I say me who Ghana. Hallelujah. And I say me who Majumam, because the BSIDA, because you might say, what done or caught. Amen. But in all this, Jesus Christ said, I'm going. And in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Hallelujah. And I will come back for you. I believe Dr. Manso is with Christ. Amen. Bible says we cannot go to heaven with this. This that you see me, this is not me. Me is inside. Hallelujah. At your way into my dad, Paul said, if I share this earthly tabernacle, I will have a glorious body. A body that doesn't get sick. Hallelujah. A body that has no more tears. Amen. A body that has no height. I know. So this thing has to go. Amen. When you're Christian, you know, Christian, you don't have to be afraid of death. What you have to be afraid is that I should live a righteous life. So that I'll have part of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Job said, this earth is full of trouble. Every man born of a woman, every child born of a woman, you are bound to face so many troubles. And it's true. Amen. It's true. Clocking in and clocking out is a trouble.
Running to catch the subway is a trouble. This winter time, sometimes the bus driver will wait for you. You run, once you get there, the driver moves and you say, my goodness, the driver has left me. It's trouble. Hallelujah. But I want to assure you that our brother has surpassed all this trouble. He's now resting in peace. Hallelujah. Bible says we don't die, we go to sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said a time is going to come with a twinkle of eye. Hallelujah. Those who are dead already will rise up first. And those of us who had opportunity still living, but the time the ring bell goes, we change. Amen. And we meet our Savior in heaven.
Paul said, maybe Baba. So yes, you pray that when you want to go to the world, you know, you're not ready to go to the world. Or say a second grand mana buddhi hunam asasa. Hunam fufro. Hallelujah. You get into a new different body, heavenly body. Honabit miyako shia wejano. It is a menu ya tiasi. You have to understand that we are going to die one day. Amen. The death itself is not something that we have to be scared of. But we should be scared about where we are going. Hallelujah. Baby a menon yebekono and only here. And you worry about it, it's not worry. Don't worry about it. Amen. But baby, where are we going? Our brother has finished his part. What he couldn't do, he cannot continue. He's finished. But you and I, we have another opportunity. Hallelujah. May no day at you. You are quite says, if you are not living a good life, a better life, a righteous life, we have opportunity to live a better life. Hallelujah. He finished his work. What he couldn't finish is done. But you and I have the opportunity to finish it. Hallelujah. To live a better life. So that when we die, at the day of the judgment, we can have something better to say. Amen. 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 Unfortunately, we have another lady who passed again. That's why I say, when I was weeping, I need to get into the Bible and ask God, What time is this? Amen. What time is this? Is it a time to eat and sleep? Or is it time for me to get on my knee for prayer? One of the ministers called me and said, Sofo, Matisse wasafu mamba mienu newu. Hey, wehu ramane. Sometimes a minister or see a beka se umpo na uku masafu mano. It has happened before. So I'm sorry for you. I pity you. I know you are in hard time, hard moment. But I told him, with Christ is my strength. Hallelujah. I'm able to do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Hallelujah. I've been going in and out with a brother because he comes from Ohio. And everywhere I have to be with him. But Christ has strengthened us. Hallelujah. As a Christian sister, as a Christian brother, I want to encourage you today that have faith in God. Hallelujah. This body needs to be shared away because this body is full of trouble, full of agony, full of pain. Sometimes you wake up and your leg is not moving. But Dr. Masu doesn't have that problem anymore. Hallelujah. We don't need to cry for him. We should cry for ourselves. Amen. How am I going? And when I go, what am I going to say to my Savior when the time comes? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, yes, you pay any money more. I know before 10 years, me and my friend who Christ to me. Assembly in America, a chair, Majano. Dr. Mansu, dear, where we are, Juma? But me know there yet, yes, what as fast as you saw yet, why, Juma? So, hallelujah. Me pa bonne se Awurade ma ye kwantente a hoden wu. Wo ni de so. Amen. God should give us a long life with good health. Hallelujah. So that we can do the work that we have to do. This year we have a team that we should have a transformed life to impact upon other people's life. I was saying me no ya bra bonye sunsun so e we bi no so. Dr. Marshall has finished his life. He's finished what he did. But you and I, we are still here. Our lives should have impact upon other people. Hallelujah. We share something in common, Dr. Marshall.
You know, he liked the suspenders. And I also like my suspenders. Hallelujah. But when I was presiding there, I used to not wear my suit all the time, so I had opportunity. As people still ask me, Pastor, you still wear your suspenders? I say, I'm still wearing them. But I'm hiding it because now I have to wear suit every day. We share something in common. I miss Dr. Mansu. And I'm always going to remember him. For the fact that few people that you preach and they will always come to you and give you a hug. And say, Pastor, I love the message. That was the encouragement that he gave to me. Hallelujah. And therefore, each every day, I want to try and I pray to God to give me the best message. So that if nobody will say, Pastor, I love the message, Dr. Mansu will come and say that. Amen. Amen. I miss him. He's gone. But I know one day, I'll meet him again. Amen. I'll meet him again. Because you see, we have a song. Nanama. I wish I could sing that in English.
Any day, ye be share wa pofefe no. That ye be any day, ye be share wa pofefe no.
Thank you. So one day we're going to meet at a beautiful gate. Hallelujah. That ye be. Dr. Mansu,
Christ Apostolic Church International, East Timor Assembly. We say, may your soul rest in perfect peace with the Lord. We're not going to cry. We cry for ourselves. We pray that God grant us His favor so that we'll be able to live a righteous life, so that one day we'll meet you at the beautiful gate. A place where there's no more pain and agony. Diseases ravaging our bodies. Sadness. Unmercifulness. Hatred. Amen. Dr. Mansu, CSC Assembly, Tremon Assembly, you say, you're my day. You're ja, on Fawun Sie, baby papa, and my young. On Fawun Tra, Unana Abraham Kukumu. So, Kaya, now Kaya and say, Everadinja, you're doomed. Now, that should be your baby Shia. Ewo opon fefe nano. Da chibi Emiji
Yabeshe mwa opon fefe nano. Da chibi Emiji
Amen. Amen. Ejepa yada wasi.
Ose adie nyinemu yemfa asedamam. I believe this is now one of the good times that we wish we would thank you. But because your word says so. So we thank you for what you have done in our midst. We commit your church unto you. That Father, strengthen us and comfort us. Father, we need you to comfort us in the mighty name of Jesus. I commit the family of Dr. Mansu and friends unto the living Father. Your word said that we should comfort people who are in pain, in agony, and grieving as you comfort us. Father, may you comfort Dr. Mansu family and friends. Children back home, may you comfort them. In the mighty name of Jesus, you say you are the one who blessed from generation to generation. My prayer that the good things that you had in Dr. Mansu's life, may the children continue in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, we commit ourselves unto you.
We pray that you grant us your mercy. You pray that you grant us your peace. We pray that you grant us love so that we can live in one accord, in understanding and in united front,
and wait upon you when you appear. Father, it is our prayer that we were able to live in righteousness, so that you are part of the mansion that you said you are going and prepare for us. Father, I pray also and commit Mrs. Hananyako family unto you, that you strengthen them, that you comfort them. The day that we have said, we pray that, Father, you grant us good health, so that when that appointment day come on the 20th of this March, you're able to be in good health, you're able to have strength to go see your daughters also that you have called into her glory. Father, we thank you for what you have done in our midst.
So what's your name? Yeah, and I am my mama. I ready to tell you now. You be ready. To master and manage my coding. To master and turn to coding. To master as the day you are a wordia. That was say when you meet ya. Obanisusu kunkodim. Amen.